28 minutes after 5 Saturday morning on our program As-Safina to Ila Al-Jannah. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Al-Ansar International this early Saturday morning. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Well, it's the 25th of Ramadan, 1442. Let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad into the program this morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 25th of Ramadan, 1442. We focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses 91, 92, and 93. Thus far, we all are aware that the 12 brothers are there in Egypt. 9 of them came from Canaan, Palestine. 3 were there in Egypt, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his full brother Benjamin bin Yamin, and Yehuda, who stayed behind there. This side here in Palestine, we find Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Jacob, peace be upon him, is there. He's crying, weeping, sobbing, gone blind. The grandchildren, the family members are taking care of him there. Now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Joseph, peace be upon him, asked them, do you know how you treated Joseph and Benjamin, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, and Binyamin when you were ignorant? When they looked properly, then they asked, are you Yusuf? He said, yes. Almighty Allah conferred his bounties and favors upon me that are recurring and showering upon us. And whosoever adopts the quality of taqwa and sabr, of patience and of piety, abstaining from the haram and unlawful, and implementing that which is permissible and good and lawful, Almighty Allah will never let his duty with beauty go to waste. Almighty Allah will reward him in this world and the year after. Prophets and messengers are ma'soom. They are protected from all types of vices and sins. Now they realize all those things came back flooding to them. What we did, we took our brother Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him, dumped him in the well, sold him as a slave. Today we are the beggars, we are the paupers begging in his court. Hence the time now for forgiveness and to beg and apologize. Chapter 12, verse 91. Qalu, they, the brothers, said, Tallahi, we take an oath on Almighty Allah, laqad atharakallahu alayhi. Indeed, surely Almighty Allah gave you preference, gave you virtue, gave you merit over us. Therefore, when we recite a dua, when we beg and petition Almighty Allah, Allahumma athirna wa la tu'thir alayna, Allahumma athirna wa la tu'thir alayna, Ya Allah, give us preference. Do not give others preference over us. Ya Allah, accept our dua. Ya Allah, take us to Hajj Baytillah. Ya Allah, take us to Diyar Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the holy cities of Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa. So all these type of du'as, applications, we find that are authentic in Mishkat Sharif. لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Indeed, Almighty Allah gave you preference. Allah selected you, chose you over us. وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. sin. And surely we are the ones, the major sinners. We are guilty as charged, no mitigating circumstances. You can punish us. Yes, we are entitled to that. But this is akhlaq. This is the noble, sublime character of the prophets and messengers. Peace be upon them. He looks at his brothers. Yeah, there is a bumper crop in Egypt. And there in Palestine, one side his beloved father, blind, and then they are going through famine and drought. What does he say? This is the kamal of a person. This is the greatness. Jiska zarf bara ho. Allah in kubara bana deta hai. When you have a magnanimous heart, you know when to forgive and how to forgive, then Almighty Allah will elevate your rank and status. What does he say? Call Joseph. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam says, La tathriba alaykumul yawm, la lawma alaykumul yawm, in Arabic. That will mean there is no blame, there is no reprimand, there is no rebuke for you today. Yaghfirullahu lakum, Allah jalla wa la will forgive you. I have forgiven you for all your vices, all your crimes you perpetrated deliberately, intentionally. Why will Allah forgive you? Wa huwa arah. And ye all, Almighty Allah is the most merciful one to show mercy. Therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O human being, beg Almighty Allah and say, you are the most merciful to show mercy, O Almighty Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151, the dua, petition, supplication of a messenger. Nabi Musa, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, 136 times. His honorable name mentioned in a noble Quran, reciting the dua and supplication. His brother Nabi Harun, Aaron, peace be upon him, whose honorable name mentioned 20 times in a noble Quran. One is reciting and one is saying Ameen, Ameen, Amen, Amen, Ameen. Ya Allah, accept the dua. Accept, we beg you, Ya Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wadakhilna fi rahmatik. O beloved Allah, include us in your mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Let's fast forward. It is the 8th year of the Hijrah, 8 years after migration. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10,000 Sahaba came from Medina Munawwara to Makkah. They removed the 360 idols that were there, smashed it to smithereens, and then the master, 12:30, 1 o'clock, that day asked them, Zuhr time, what do you think I'll be doing to you, O Mushrikeen, O Polytheists, O idol worshippers? They said, you are Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem. You are honorable father, grandfather, great-grandfather, everybody honorable. We expect something honorable, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger, Rahmatulil Alameen, who was, who is, who will always be the only exclusive mercy to the entire universe, said, go antumuttulaqa. Kultu lakum kama qala Yusuf likhwatihi. Today I tell you what Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him, told his brothers, go. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum. There is no blame upon you, no rebuke upon you. Allah will forgive you. That was the turning point. I grant you asylum, I grant you amnesty. And then we see the Arab Peninsula, all of them, 95%, 98%, there were a few pockets of resistance. They entered into the fold of Islam. Yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja took place. They entered in their droves and droves, big armies and big groups entered into the fold of Islam. Now, how is father? All that they were discussing. He said, now we all are here. We have to sort father's issue out. He's blind. Idhabu bi qamisi. The qamis. That long kurta. which Zulaikha held on to. She wanted to seduce Allah, forbid, Joseph, peace be upon him. So take this kurta, take this long shirt of mine, hada fa alquhu ala wajhi abi, and you take it and go back quickly there to our beloved father and cast it on his face. Fa alquhu ala wajhi abi yati basira, his eyesight will be restored. He will then regain his sight and vision. You'll be able to see. And when father is elated and delighted, now one he can see, tell him, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is here. He is going to be the ruler of Egypt, not only the minister, but the ruler of Egypt. Wa'atuni bi ahlikum ajma'in. All of you go and you bring your families. All of you, you come here and settle here for a little while and here in Egypt. Subhanallah. What lesson do we learn, O Ummah? The lesson we learn, O daughter-in-law, I and you, are we prepared to forgive our father-in-law, mother-in-law? Are we prepared to forgive that person who divorced your daughter? Are we prepared to forgive that person who usurped the right of your inheritance? You don't have to be the best friend of that person, but you have to make salam. Assalamu alaikum. So these are the lessons we learn. So forgiveness, it can melt the hearts of people, unite nations, and remember that then this ummah will go to greater heights. The people tormented you, the peoples with zulam and oppressed you, and yet we have the heart to forgive them, not from the tip of our tongue, but from the bottom of our heart. That is what Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam taught us. That is what Rahmatulil Alameen, Joseph, peace be upon him, taught us. That is what the Master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi salam, taught us. Today is Saturday, mashallah, 7 to 9. We have my brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. 10 to 11, we have brother Shafat Ahmed Khan with Dr. Farooq Hafiji. And mashallah, 11 to 12, Hafiz Ibrahim Musa regarding Palestine and related issues. Then 2 this afternoon, that 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Q&A will take place. So make dua to Almighty Allah. Still big nights, auspicious days are coming. So let us beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness and let us learn to forgive others as well.
Ustad, the listener says, my daughter is 15 years old and has an appa who is teaching fiqh masail. Her appa refuses to teach them about discharge and about ghusl, saying, dimag khatab ho jayenge. Is this right? Isn't it there is no haya in ilm, Ustad Anonymous?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let me just rephrase that question, because many people will not even understand what is happening there. That there is a parent, and those parents, they have a daughter. The daughter is 15 years old, meaning she is baligha, she has attained the age of puberty, maturity, and she goes to her appa, to her muallima, her female teacher. Now this female teacher tells them that, no, I won't teach you all these issues related to women, women's issues regarding their menses, regarding their postnatal, regarding their istihada, that is when they have spotting problems and so forth, and discharge and many, many other issues. So the question is this right what she's doing? Totally incorrect. You must remember that Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha kanat faqihatan muhaddisatan adibatan. She was a scholar par excellence, whether in the field of tafsir of the noble Quran, the speech of Almighty Allah, Quran. So she would explain so many verses in the hadith, the sayings and the statements of the Master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would expound and elaborate. And she was a linguist par excellence of the Arabic language. 2,210 ahadith she reported through different chains of transmission. So she, our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, would say, Rahimallahu nisa. Faisal Ansar. Allah have mercy on the ladies of Medina Munawwara. They would come to the Master alayhi salam. They would sometime bring material and show, Ya Rasulullah, all this year is this hais, is this what is istihada, is this napaki year, what is it pure, is it clean, regarding their menses and so forth. So ma mana'ahunna al-haya wa yatafaqahna fi al-deen. The shame and modesty a lady normally will have, remember that did not become an impediment and would not prevent them from understanding deen. So what you want to do, sister, you want to be more Catholic than the Pope. So you must remember, totally wrong that is. It's your duty that you teach the young girls so that they know what they are doing and so forth. Remember, for the boys who are growing up, is the man, the ustad, the teacher, male teacher's duty. And for the girls, it is the mother and the female teacher's duty to teach them all this. To say, dimag kharab ho jayega, that you will go crazy. So you, the teacher, you already gone crazy by not teaching them that. Hmm. So remember, that's totally incorrect.
Ustad, is a family member from the Akunji asking you to make special dua for the beloved son to come back, Ustad, who is kidnapped, at brother Ismail Akunji, Ustad.
Allah Jalla Wala bring back Ismail. Yesterday, the other day, I even inquired about him there for my companions there, mm-hmm. with a big iftar. And then we all made dua for him also. Read Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. Read Surah Wadduha. And inshallah, that these all big nights are still coming, 27th night, 29th night. Cry to Allah, raise your hands, go into sajda, and give out charity daily. Inshallah, Almighty Allah will reconcile and reunite him with you. Ameen. See Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Therefore, in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, it is mentioned that Sahaba, Tabi'in, the pious people used to say, when, it's not hadith, but the pious people, Tabi'in, and successors used to say, when you are down and out, you're feeling so sad, then read Surah Yusuf. It will inspire you, motivate you, remove the sadness, worry, sorry, anxiety. So read Surah Yusuf. How Allah Jalla Wala reconciled father and son, you also, inshallah. Allah Jalla Wala will reconcile all of you, bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through his mercy, grace, and benevolence.
Ustad Kronstad wants to know, please ask Mufti Saab, is it permissible to eat rabbit meat, Ustad?
Rabbit meat, totally permissible. You must remember, according to all four schools, Arabic, Arnab, Urdu, Khargosh, English, rabbit, is very good meat. You must remember, we tasted it also. So very, very nice it is. So remember, we, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say totally permissible. You get some other brothers that they say that no, it's not permissible. So when I ask them why, they say that it gets haze, it gets menses. So I told them, your wife also gets menses. She's not halal for you.
Allah.
So you must remember, you get married to her. So you see, when you go crazy, then you do wrong things. You must remember that. So it doesn't mean that you can fulfill your conjugal relationship with the wife during menses. That's haram. That's unlawful. Surah chapter 2, verse 222. But there are some people, you find them, you understand, that they say, no, they are not Ahlus Sunnah. They belong to the other group. So remember, they say, Al-Arnabu la yajuz. Ayli annaha tahiz. They say, Arnab is not permissible because it gets menses. So remember, so crazy people, remember that. So remember, we reject and say they're not even Muslim. So we need to be very clear on these issues.
Subhanallah. I see brother Umar says we would like to invite you, Ustad, for rabbit meat from Kronstadt, Ustad.
No problem, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Kronstadt, you know where Kronstadt, Molana?
No, Ustad.
Kronstadt has one ajeeb and gharib story. So you must remember, Kronstadt, the queen, and the queen, you know, they say this is, you know, when you play chess, when we were young, we used to play chess and all that. It's not permissible in Islam, but that time, you know, we were children, we used to play and all that. Anyway, so it's the crown jewel, you see, it's the crown of all the cities. You see, Afrikaners under apartheid. So it is said, Wallahu A'lam, but Nusiba Ilay, what we say in Arabic. You see, we had our president. He was called F.W. de Klerk. They say F.W. de Klerk was baptized in that place where the Kroonstad Masjid is now. The mosque is. So that was like a church or what have you. So in that area there, he was baptized. So that time was Zulumat and darkness. And today there's a masjid there, mashallah. And Almighty Allah is taking great work from the ulama, the hufaz there. So that is Allah's deen. Where there was kufr and blasphemy, today Almighty Allah let the nur, the radiance and effulgence spread from them.
I see Sister Candace, a new listener, says, hi guys, could you please tell me what is the difference between God and Allah? Ustad.
Remember, my sister Candace, I need to be candid to you, and that is a translation. When I explain to you, you want to become a Muslim, for example. So I will tell you, read, La ilaha illallah, that truly there is no God, small g, there is no deity, there is none worthy of worship, illallah, except God, capital G. So there's only one God, one supreme being. You call him Allah in Arabic, you call him God, capital G in English, you call him Khuda in Urdu, so you call him Kulunkulu in Zulu, and every language got their own name. So you must remember, just a translation. He's one, alone, exclusive. The entire universe and creation, none resemble him in any aspect, in any respect. And remember, he is unique in every aspect, in every dimension. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. None is equal to him in any aspect. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And nothing of the Creator God Almighty Allah resembles that of creation, and the entire universe and creation, nothing resembles Almighty Allah. What you should do, my sister Candace, that you should Google chapter 112, 112 of the Noble Quran, and just read that four verses, and you will understand the glory, the beauty, the majesty, sovereignty of Almighty Allah.
Ustaz, listen to this question. It says, Mufti, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah do we belong, and unto Him is our return. Mufti Sahib, yesterday you made our brother Lincoln Benedict, I think so, Panad, Luqman, a Muslim, on air. His name, he chose Luqman. He read his first Jummah with us after many years of being a nobody. However, Allah has ranked his status so high that he passed away after making his first salam in the Jummah Salah behind the Imam on the last Jummah for Ramadan. Mufti Sahib, to you and to the team of Markaz Sahaba, we thank you profusely for doing such a sterling job. There should be no delay in making another person a Muslim. Jazakallahu khair. Ustad, anonymous.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We never knew this. This is Allah. It's not we. Never ever attribute to yourself. The masla, the verdict is this. When a person requests to become a Muslim, then even your salat, your first salat, your compulsory congregational prayer, delay it. Make him a Muslim. And thereafter, remember, Allah alone knows, was he sincere, was he not sincere? What we know of him, we don't know the person, but this much we know. When he told me that he has cancer, it seemed to be his last stages. Therefore, I told him, by that, become Muslim immediately. And he became Muslim last Friday of Ramadan. He performed Jumu'ah, and lo and behold, you are informing us. I was not aware of it. Did you know about this?
No.
We also, none of us knew about it. And lo and behold, this is sincerity. This is the quest for the truth. When he's outside, he's guarding all the Muslims, their cars, nobody must come. Allah's mercy comes. What are you doing outside? Batinuhu fihi rahmah, wa zahiruhu min qibalihi al-adab. Inside is the mercy of Allah. Outside, remember, could be the punishment. He could be attacked. He could be assaulted. So that is the mercy of Allah. So we don't take no credit. Allah, we only ask. Yesterday I made the dua. Today I made the dua. Allahumma ihdina wahdi bina wajalla sababan liman ihtada. Ya Allah, you guide us. You guide, you guide others through us. Ya Allah, use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Imagine Luqman goes and how he meets all Almighty Allah. That is the criteria. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainnah. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. That is the greatest jackpot a Muslim can hit. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Nawar Rahimahullah. So it is a Friday, it is Ramadan, and lo and behold, he leaves this world. Whilst reading Surah Yasin, is our Ustad, he gave us permission for hadith. And what, which ayat was he reading? فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغَفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Ya Allah, Allah is saying, give them glad tidings of forgiveness. Give them glad tidings of a great honorable reward. Allah will bless them. So that's what we say for our brother Luqman. What a wonderful, beautiful name. Surah Luqman, chapter 31 in the noble Quran. And is already gone in the mercy of Almighty Allah. That should be a great, great lesson. And then speaking of Hazrat Alimiya Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawwarullah Marqadahu, I was in the Haram in 1999 in Makkah, Medina. We were there when this incident took place. I was in Makkah, and remember, it was this time here. Tonight, Saturday night in Makkah is 27 night, but our Sunday night will be 27 night. 1999, 27 night, 2 million people in the Haram. I was right there in Safa Marwa, and after Isha, they announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza Al-Ghaib Ala Samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan Nadwi. I was crying, Ya Allah, you gave him death on a Friday, Ramadan, and he was reading Surah Yasin. And today we are reading his Salatul Janaza in the most sacred place, in absentia. And that is in Makkah also, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. Lesson for all of us, that when people want to embrace Islam, I told him, Luqman, brother, become Muslim now. He said, I'm ready. Yesterday he read 5 to 6, 6 o'clock, maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock. He left this world. We make dua. We must take dua. Lesson where Allah announces for us, Fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Enter in my special, special servants. Enter into my garden. He was inspired by Surah Yusuf. He was inspired by Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, the Adhan. And may Almighty Allah grant our brother Luqman Jannatul Firdaus. Allah accept all our khidmat. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. I see all the listeners are crying, Ustad. I see Sister Lillian says it's very hard to believe what I just heard from our brother Lincoln. May God be with him. I stand for his statement. I think he said to Mr. AK yesterday he had stage 4 cancer and all his organs were beginning to collapse. So AK, do you think he knew he was leaving this world to go to the heaven? Brother Luqman, known as Lincoln, who starts from Sister Lillian.
Yes, my Sister Lillian. Remember, Brother Lincoln became Luqman, and then he became the beloved servant of Almighty Allah. You know, when you go to the doctors, physicians, specialists, they will use the word, the prognosis is very bad. Medically, we cannot do anything. So that's what they say, and that's most probably what they told him. But we as Muslims do not make that the final. We say, never ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Therefore, my Sister Lillian, if you remember yesterday I said, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us, when people are in that condition, then read the following dua and supplication mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for him, give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fatawaffahu. If death is better, give him death. My Sister Lillian, 2 years ago, I was in Durban for a lecture tour. You know, the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, Allah reward him and his family.
Ameen.
They invite me on different occasions. So my one cousin, who's a doctor, and he's not some Mickey Mouse doctor, he's a very, very big doctor, famous doctor. He told me, AK, don't go far here. And they said, what up? He said, tonight will be janaza. Somebody's going to pass away. And I told him, who? He said, this family. And it's very close. He said, the prognosis is this, there's no hope, and the person is brain dead and does. You know. That person is still living, and the doctor also is still living. You
Allah
see?
Allah.
So you must remember, Lillian, nothing happens with what the doctors say, or I say, or you say. All happens with the decree of Almighty Allah, and not with our degrees. So that is what we must believe in. The sun will rise, not because the sun wants to rise. It will rise with the command and the decree of Almighty Allah. The sun will set with the command of Almighty Allah. So my sister Lillian, this incident should be a wake-up call for all of us. Remember, we also want to leave this world with the true success. And the true success, the passport for everlasting pleasure, everlasting glory, is Iman and Islam. Otherwise, Allah forbid, is everlasting doom and gloom.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see a listener says here, for so many years, non-Muslims were not allowed to enter the Islamic borders of Saudi Arabia if they were non-Muslims. To my surprise, they have removed all those signs yesterday. What is the reason for this? Is Islam changing? Sister Sharon, Ustad.
Sister Sharon, Islam remains, you must remember, the same. There's no such thing that Islam changes. But you know what keeps on changing is the policies of politicians, the policies of governments and so forth and so on. So you must remember, they want to now appeal to the West. And therefore, they say themselves that they don't want the West and the people in the outside world to think that Islam is so strict and so forth. So therefore, they want to become a moderate nation and so forth and so on. So this is expediency, and this is, you must remember, what they're trying to do. Will that be successful? No, it will never be successful, because remember, when we go and look for honor by non-Muslims, يَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. That honor, might, power is only solely by Allah, in the obedience of Allah. You, my sister Sharon, you, my sister Lillian, you, my sister Candace, did you ever hear that we apologizing because we are Muslim? Never. Did you ever hear we compromising? Never. But that is what is appealing to you, that Islam in its pristine purity. The problem with the Arab regimes and the dictators there is, you must remember, they want to curry favor with the West. And they don't realize the West do not love them. They hate them. The West only loves their oil. It's an oily war, not a holy war.
Ustad, we've got about a minute and a half left. Quickly, from UK, is group dua at Arafat recommended for Al Hajjis, Ustad?
Remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there on the 9th of Zil Hijjah, delivered the memorable khutbah, and then remember the wukuf all took place. In the khutbah there is dua, so the dua is for the ummah. So today when the imam is there in Masjid Namira, so what happens? Only 100,000 people can fit there. Pre-corona and COVID, you know that there was all this type of the things, there weren't all these problems. There were 2 million, 3 million people. So in a case like that, what will we say? That the imam makes dua, 90%, 80% of the people don't even understand. If 2 million people are in their respective tents and only 100,000 are there inside the masjid, outside the mosque. I've been there several times with Allah's help and mercy, inside the mosque also. So remember, so therefore what we suggest to the camps and tents, that you make your own dua and collective dua. So yes, totally permissible, no problem with that. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah Jalla Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa. And may Almighty Allah protect the enemies of Islam. May Allah protect us from the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. See, still